This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe in the coronavirus effort, too. Now, to everybody that's working tonight, from the suicide jockeys all the way on up to those bridge tenders, we appreciate everything that you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have a caller that's been on the line very patiently waiting. It's Covington. And Covington, go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, hey, Denise, good morning. I read an article on shtfplan.com, which I frequently read, that talked about the fact that the Supreme Court basically refused to listen to, what was it, 8 cases of if there's a specific term called it grants immunity to police officers. So basically, they can search and seize your car without any warrant or anything like that. And that's concerning because I if we're electing or trying to get judges to the Supreme Court to defend the Constitution, well, that's not happening. And I'm just concerned about that. Could you address the issue?
All right. Thank you, Covington. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. It's actually called qualified immunity, and qualified immunity applies not only to law enforcement, but it also applies to government officials, meaning members of Congress in the House and Senate side. And I think that there were 8 cases and possibly that they denied hearing. There's a 9th case that's brewing that they may accept. Now, I think it's just, I don't know how they, I don't know if they use a quorum to decide if they're, if the court's going to take, hear up a case or not. I do not know the answer to that. But I do know that Justice Thomas, he said in a dissent that he felt that the court should have heard at least one of the cases. Now, some of the cases involve, you know, Minneapolis police officers or, you know, some, you know, certain other lawmakers and so on and so on. So I do not know why, and I do not know how it's decided that they take up a case or won't take up a case. But they did recognize a case, hold on for this, 50 years ago,
mm-hmm.
To protect government officials from frivolous lawsuits. So you have to kind of just look at the lawsuit itself and determine, you know, how that looks. Sometimes they, when they deny a hearing a case, that means, too, that they could agree with the lower court. Mm-hmm. Or they send it back to the lower court for clarification. So I wish I could answer better. than that, but that's my limitation.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm going to answer the search part of it. There's only one law enforcement agency in the United States that can search a vehicle at any time without a search warrant, and it happens to be a conservation officer, aka game warden. They're the only ones that can do it.
Okay.
Now, that's kind of interesting, but then again, it deals with, animals being killed out of season, this, that, and the other. They're the only ones. If they pull you over and they want to search your vehicle, they can do it. But the rest of them are, you have to have permission or something along those lines. Now, moving along, of course.
Well, let me finish what I was saying before we went into the break about. Just like in that whole thing.
Yep.
Remember, they delayed that hearing 1 week because they demanded that the FBI investigate the people that Christine Blasey Ford referred to
right.
in her testimony, being at these parties and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, they turned it over to the FBI.
Yep.
Isn't it? And then the FBI came back. It didn't take a whole week. I think it only took like 3 days, maybe four.
Correct.
But the FBI came back and said, no, there's really nothing here, and we have completed this, and you can move on. But it isn't fascinating that one of those Democrats, including the one quasi-Republican, Jeff Flake,
mm-hmm.
they didn't demand to see those interviews, did they? Because
no.
every one of those interviews... supported Brett Kavanaugh and were against Christine Blasey Ford.
Yep.
Which is the reason that the whole thing that I still think to this day that Dianne Feinstein concocted was a sham.
And, of course, Eric and Seminole came out and said that the Republicans should advance the confirmation of Comey Barrett 1 day for each day the Democrats tied it up because of all that stuff with the FBI.
Well, I think it'd be kind of interesting if... some of those senators actually brought it up. If they tend to, from what happened last time, and say, by the way, I have here the files, it might be kind of interesting.
Yeah, you are right. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCodeBack.com. By the way, some interesting information came out of the New York Times over the weekend. Usually I don't pay much attention to it, but because they mentioned some numbers that you need to know about, we're going to tell you about it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us, what's on your mind?
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, let me tell you something. If you need a little bit more pep in your step like Joe Biden, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a great idea for you. It's called Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggie Capsules. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the wellness products they got there. Save yourself 35% by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call. 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line. I'm going to take the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bart from Live Oak.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Hey, I'm sorry to bother you with this, but you got two programs going on at the same time on my station.
I don't know what you're talking about.
One is live and one is a taped behind it.
Okay, I don't have anything to do with that, sir. You'll have to call the programming department up there, so it is what it is. So I don't know. That's Scott James up there, Denise.
Oh. Okay.
Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. Okay.
I don't either.
Nope. And usually,
And
usually when that happens, it's on the weekend because he has a different group of people working there on the weekend than they do during the week. But anyway, the New York Times, a story that's been around for about a month. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. The New York Times story made news again over the weekend that says up to 90% who tested COVID positive have been wrongly diagnosed. Now, I'm going to read this. As it turns out, The PCR tests that millions of scared Americans have been hoodwinked into getting are a sham. They only pick up partial viral fragments rather than whole viruses and are hardly the gold standard that proponents claim they are. Now, while the Times says that the PCR tests are diagnosing huge numbers of people who may be carrying relatively insignificant amounts of the virus, the fact of the matter is that the PCR tests are diagnosing huge numbers of people who actually have none of the virus at all. Now, the testing data comes from Massachusetts, New York, Nevada, and elsewhere. Shows that up to 90% of the people who test positive for the COVID-19 are not actually infected with it. Holy cow.
Well, PCR is to determine whether someone is positive or negative. That's mm-hmm. it.
Mm-hmm.
However, the test, there are different kinds of tests, but the test does not identify what is known as viral load, mm-hmm. meaning are you contagious or not contagious?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's a conflation here of what kind of test, the data, and then how the data is read. So, mm-hmm. Just because, you know, when WFLA puts something out or, you know, NBC, you got to read it carefully because the media is now conflating, you know, these numbers. Mm-hmm. So now people are saying, well, we're testing the wrong way. Not, well, maybe, you know, it depends upon the test that was given. And if people are not contagious, then they don't need to isolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where we are now.
Okay, and I want to thank Cousin Vinny up in Tennessee. He says 5x5, Captain. Okay, thanks, Cousin Vinny. I appreciate it. Now, the economy appears to be recovering much faster than officials expected. We're hearing we could have a tremendous GDP coming in of over 30% in the third quarter, which could be the highest ever recorded since they started recording it. Now, they had a meeting in September of the Monetary Policy Committee. The minutes were released, and in the minutes, the Fed staff told top officials that they projected the rate of real GDP growth and the pace of declines in the past unemployment rate were faster over the second half of the year than in the July forecast, which is going to reflect better than expected data. So I'm seeing that from where I'm at. How about you?
Well, now you got, it's a snapshot in time,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important. Is it showing some kind of a trend? Now, I'm going to tell you that when it came to some kind of employment status,
mm-hmm.
there's a little bit of a misnomer because, remember, the Department of, what was it, Commerce?
Yep.
You know, hired all these people to do the census.
Yep.
And a lot of them didn't, you know, they were actually put on there as new hires, but they didn't use a lot of them because people didn't, you know, they returned their census documents. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So then a lot of those people necessarily went away. So some of the employment numbers are a little bit skewed. As far as economic activity goes, they have to kind of keep looking at these because they do what is known as, obviously, projections. The projections, interestingly enough, strips out fuel and food. Everything else kind of stays in there. So why those are stripped out, I don't really know. But I will say, the trend is excellent, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Coming from June, July, and August, based on what they had already forecast on market conditions. Now, I would argue, when it comes to New Jersey, New York, Illinois, California, you know, some of these other states, we would be actually trending even better.
Yeah.
If they were opening their states.
You're right. So the question to them is, when are you going to open up your state?
Well, I think if anybody paid any attention last night to Mark Levin's show, he had on Governor DeSantis, the governor of Florida.
Yes.
And he was really almost, he wasn't intending to, but what Governor DeSantis has done in the state of Florida should be, some of these other governors should absolutely be ashamed because of the successes that the state of Florida has had. When I would argue that we probably have more senior citizens per capita than any other state, maybe outside of Arizona.
Sure do.
But the other piece is that we have more travel because one of the big things that was crazy and a lot of people forget about was the cruise industry. We got cruise ships and we're just, remember that chaos? Are we taking these cruise ships? What are we going to do with these people? Blah, 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 blah. So, anyway, the economy for the state of Florida is outstanding.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
Well, I don't, disagree with anything you said. By the way, what are we going to do about these faulty ballots that keep showing up here? We had California, we had Jersey, we had Pennsylvania, we had North Carolina. I mean, what the heck?
Well, we've seen probably two incidents a day, or at least one in some cases, two a day, certainly for like, what, the last 2 weeks or so?
Yes.
So I think that there are some people at the Department of Justice that are watching this very carefully, the Elections Commission, that kind of thing. But, some of them could be false ballots. Some mm-hmm. of them, could be. I mean, not only do we have them just find them in the trash and all these other kind of places, but what do we have, the 50,000 ballots mm-hmm. out of Franklin County, Ohio?
Correct.
That were mailed and they were useless, and mm-hmm. so they had to like reprint them immediately and get them to these 50,000 voters in 3 days.
Yep.
We don't have confidence in the outcome, but over the weekend, even Biden was saying they don't have confidence. Now, I will tell you that we're going through again what we did 4 years ago, and that is the FBI is opening offices in every single state dedicated strictly to all things voting.
And I will have on my show Friday a Republican Party attorney who is going to tell us what they'll be looking for here in Florida. So, running out of time, I'll have to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go there and read all the great articles that she has to put out. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pryor. The Ninth District Court of Appeals on Friday said that President Trump's use of emergency powers to distribute millions of dollars in funding for the construction of a southern border is illegal. Texas Senator Ted Cruz calls the porous border a crisis.
In the month of May, over 144,000 people were apprehended in 1 month, in a single month. This is a crisis.
The court upheld a December 2019 district court judgment in favor of a request from the Sierra Club and the Southern Border Communities Coalition against Defense Secretary Mike Esper, Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf, and others. The White House promises an immediate appeal. Rafael Nadal has won the French Open. He defeated Novak Djokovic. With the win, he ties Roger Federer with the most Grand Slam titles by a man with 20. USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for the military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. As we are brought to, it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you what it is they do. Here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And both of them will train you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, the only difference between the two campuses is the one in Boston is a daytime-only school. The one in Tampa is a daytime and nighttime school with two different classes going at the same time. Now, they also have the 14-month and the 21-month course, whether or not you want to go for all the bells and whistles, or whether or not you want to just start out and then work your way up the ladder. But either way, you'll start out at a job that will pay you around $60,000 a year with the opportunity to make a six-figure salary very quickly. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got a reputation
people get hired before they even graduate from there. But, of course, you have to have the certification in your hand that you are an FAA-certified aviation maintenance tech and that diploma. And then, of course, you get your job. But people have been hired based on the fact that they're going to graduate. It's just that simple and just that fast. All right. Let's go over here to the news. In South America, we've got some news coming out of Colombia right now. Colombia has gone through a lot of healing the past couple of decades. More than 260,000 people have been killed, 8 million displaced during the insurgency that took place from 1958 until 2016, when the FARC, which is called the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the armed wing of the Communist Party, signed a peace accord with the government. But with recent revelations that in 1995 the FARC had assassinated a presidential candidate, threatens to undermine the process that's already been made. Now, the shooting of a Colombian conservative presidential candidate, Alvaro Gomez Hurtado, was believed to be the work of his political rivals in cooperation with narco traffickers, but now the FARC has claimed responsibility for the assassination. So, Colombia, once again, is in a big mess. We'll see where all that goes. We'll keep our eyes down there because we do have interests in the region. We also have military advisors in the region, as we always do. Eric and Seminole can attest to that. By the way, it's expected that the current president, regardless of whether it's Donald Trump or Joe Biden, would stay on the path of modernizing all three legs of the nuclear arsenal, something that's had bipartisan support in Congress, despite growing budget pressure. And that hasn't even been mentioned yet by anybody to anybody. Now, the U.S. military, of course, planning, the president says, of bringing all our troops out of Afghanistan by the end of the year. Problem with that is we have to leave somebody behind because of the embassy that's there, and there will have to be some people there to do some training of the people that are left in country, so we'll see how that works out. Most people that I've talked to say that there'll be a force there of between 1,000 and 1,500 left behind, even though we technically will be out of the area. Now, President Donald Trump is now over his coronavirus. Meanwhile, we have members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff who are being quarantined because a vice admiral tested positive for the coronavirus. And again, testing positive doesn't mean you've got it. And if you've got it, it doesn't mean you're going to get sick and die. Only 5% of the people that get tested positive wind up in a hospital for treatment. Only 5%. Think about that for a minute. Think about that. So it's not as dramatically bad as people are trying to make it sound to be all the time. It just isn't. And the death rate is less than 5% across the country. In many parts of the country, it's actually below 2%. So there you go. Now, Germany's system of counting people infected with the coronavirus excludes communities with thousands of U.S. service members and their families. Why? I don't know. Also, Germany saw the biggest rise of corona cases near Kaiserslautern, which reported a sharp rise in active coronavirus cases this week. That was shortly before national officials announced the biggest increase in new cases throughout Germany since April. But again, I caution you, just because people are coming testing positive doesn't mean they're going to the hospital and being treated. It means they tested positive. Now, U.S. Marines and Japan's new amphibious brigade will practice amphibious landings on the islands off the coast of Japan as part of drills this month involving 46,000 troops from both nations. And the Sasebo Naval Base in southern Japan is right in the middle of all this. By the way, the Navy has deployed the infrared search and track sensor pod on their F/A-18F Super Hornet strike fighters currently deployed in the Persian Gulf region. We'll see how all that plays out. And finally, the Navy apparently is going to be bringing back more ships than was originally thought. The 355-ship Navy could very easily become a 500-ship Navy with a lot of robotic ships that are now being planned and to be built. All right, and let me jerk down over to the phone lines. Good morning. Is this Eric?
Hey, good morning, sir. Yes, thanks for taking my call. Awesome show this evening. I was wondering if I could make a comment regarding how coronavirus plays into our national security defense posture and preventative medicine and medical surveillance for a second. I personally feel, based on everything I've read, and it's just me, I'm Joe Knucklehead, based on all this, the scientific stuff that I've read, that we are facing a pandemic of positive tests versus the legitimate pandemic of disease, which causes excessive deaths globally. The World Health Organization on October 5th, 2020, came out in a presentation, and basically where they said that they actually believe over 10% of the world's population, whether they've been tested or not, have already come in contact with the alleged virus we're already supposed to be dead from. Now, if there's
I'm one of them.
You're right. On 7.8 billion people, that roughly translates to 780 million people. And out of all 780 million that the World Health Organization predicts that have, excuse me, that have come into contact with that virus, okay, there's only a little over 1 million people that have died globally, or it's called an international fatality rate. Mm-hmm. Now, the international fatality rate, with everything figured, is 0.14% approximately, give or take a thousandth or ten thousandth of a percentage point, and that roughly translates into at or below annual influenza death international fatality rates. Mm-hmm. So how does this play into our defense posture and stuff? The RT-PCR test, as you were alluding to earlier, it just because, and people can look this up for themselves and read the actual documents, there's an RT-PCR testing protocol that was put out by CDC and FDA in July of 2020 under emergency use authorization, where it says the detection of viral RNA, the bad stuff, does not necessarily equate to an infectious patient. And it also says that even though somebody may test positive, that doesn't mean their symptoms are caused by that disease.
You got to go. Here comes the music. Thank you very much, and Eric brings up a very interesting point. You had a lot of information there, and people can go do the research on that to find out about what we're talking about. By the way, that story that I got came from Breitbart, so check it out. And then I had another one from the New York Times, so check it out, too. I'm coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, I found out firsthand how good they are, and let me tell you something. In the times we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break, and with Board of Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. They did me, and they'll handle the insurance claim when they come to your home or office to do the job. They came right to my home and did it right there in my carport. And you'll get a lifetime warranty. They handed it right to me and $100 cash back at the time of the service. So if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, or Port Charlotte and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 cash today and that windshield when you replace it at Auto Glass America. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, listen, there's a story that came out over the weekend talking about the Federal Reserve and the meeting last month of the September Monetary Policy, their committee meeting, that their minutes were just released to the public over the weekend, late Friday. And it says Fed staff told top officials that they projected rate of real GDP growth and the pace of declines in the unemployment rate were faster over the second half of the year than in the July forecast, primarily reflecting recent better-than-expected data. So they're looking at possibly 30% in the third quarter for a GDP. Is that possible?
You're coming off massive lows in an economy that comes at the press, you're going to get a bounce back. I mean, if that's the case, well, how come, I don't understand why the Fed is, continuing to push for, you know, trillions of dollars in more stimulus now. This is, you know, kind of the push pull that I get from these people in Washington DC that don't make any sense to me. And I'll be honest with you, man, I don't put much faith in what the Federal Reserve says or does. I really don't. Most recessions that we've had over the past several decades have been due to something that the Fed has done, and they miscalculated or done something wrong. Again, we're at a point in time right now where he wants to continue to print. The last major Fed program that they came out with this past year was their stupid Main Street lending program that they touted that nobody got involved with. I think we talked about it here on your show, and I said it was dumb. No one's going to get involved with it because you're borrowing money through the bank and through the Fed, but you got to pay it back within 5 years, and most small businesses are not going to jump all over something like that. So, you know, when the Fed, you know, speaks nowadays, it's almost like the Groundhog Day, saying the same thing again and again and again, more printing, more printing, more printing. My question has been, what's on the other side of all this and all of this money that's being thrown around?
Well, I got an interesting one for you. With all the money that's being thrown around, Nancy over the weekend said $1.8 trillion is not high enough. She wasn't going to consider their stimulus thing, which I get it. That's okay. That's fine. There's a bunch of people that are still thinking that they're going to get $1,200, but I try to tell them, you know, you don't believe it until you see the bill get signed, right?
No, I'm sorry, your listeners out there. Why do you deserve $1,200? I mean, I don't get it. I'm trying to figure this out. You probably already got your $1,200. You're going to take $1,200 out of somebody else's pocket and put it to yours? I mean, if you want $1,200, go out and get a job. I mean, it's just that simple. It's not working. It's not stimulating the economy. It's not helpful. I understand if you want to extend unemployment benefits to people that can't get back to work because restaurants are not at full capacity or Disney's not at full capacity or whatever it may be. I get that, and I don't think it should be extended at a $600 level, but just, you know, flying over the country and giving checks to certain people, you explain to me how that's the right thing to do.
So how do you explain what we heard yesterday coming out of Biden's camp Cuomo, Governor Cuomo in New York, could be in the Biden administration the attorney general?
I think they're probably trying to groom Cuomo to run for the presidency someday. Cuomo's, you know, lifelong government guy. He was the housing and urban development director under Bill Clinton, and most people don't realize that all of those funky mortgages that helped lead to the financial crisis were done on his watch. He was a proponent of that. It's, you know, the media can make anybody that they want. And when they make somebody, like they're making Cuomo, they refuse to cover what happened here in New York properly, then they can destroy you, which means that they can control you as well. So, you know, the media can build you up. Like, again, you know, you don't have any real substance behind you, like a guy like Cuomo, and you can take a look at New York's record and our fiscal record here. They can, you know, pout you as the greatest thing ever. But if there's nothing there, they can pull the rug out from underneath you. I think he's an easily controllable guy, and I think that's why Biden's going in that direction.
Okay, and we do know that apparently on the 15th, instead of going to a debate, Joe Biden is going to go to a Zoom room, a chat room, or a town hall. Is it a town hall?
I don't know.
I think it's a town hall on something, but he's also going to be doing a Zoom thing.
At this point in time, I mean, I wish they had come up with a more intelligent way to debate. I do. I think that the last one around was a mess. Again, it's, you know, only having one here, I don't think it's helpful. I wish that they could come together and come up with something before the election.
By the way, James in Clearwater just made a comment. He says, the last time we were told to wait until something was voted on before we could see what was about to happen was the health care bill. How'd that one work out for us? I would love to throw the president that question tomorrow in Florida when he comes to Florida. Actually, well, it's not tomorrow. It's tonight.
What are you talking about, the stimulus?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we know it's in it. But you know, Nancy Pelosi, they disguise things. They say that, you know, we need money for certain PPE equipment, all that. It's not. It's just money to the states. And she just wants to bail out Illinois, California, New York. And that's the issue that's taking place right now. But even if that's the case, I think if she got exactly what she wanted, she'd say no. I think it's just all theater right now.
It's entirely possible, but it becomes something to where you scratch your head and you can't figure out what's coming next.
Well, I mean, listen, why wouldn't you, man? I mean, listen, it goes this way. They end up winning, okay? They end up winning in November. They come back, and then they pass a massive stimulus come January, and they look like heroes. That's the thinking here.
But the
right?
First thing they're going to do is, according to Biden anyway, is eliminate the tax cuts that President Trump put through.
Well, we're going to do that. But we know he's going to be raising taxes. But most certainly they're going to just send checks out to people. Here you go. Here's your check from Joe Biden, and a lot of people will be thrilled.
And then here's the other thing they may do. I thought about this before. They may say, okay, and here's your tax bill for the $1,200 we're giving you.
Well, again, that's one pocket to another. It depends on who you are and how much money you make.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, certain people are going to be targeted heavily when it comes to the tax sherpas of the world, and I'm one of them. And people that my clients, many of my clients are out there too. I mean, you're going to be targeted. Now, yeah, people who are savers and investors, and capital gains tax is going to go up to over 40%. So yeah, taxes are going up.
Well, hopefully we can turn that around by having some people that are paying attention to what's going on. Because again, I caution everyone, and I suggest everybody gets their hands on the 92-page Democratic National Committee platform. When you see what's in there, it reads like the Communist Manifesto.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, again, not only they want to pass the stimulus, they want to do the whole big, massive infrastructure thing going on. They want to do. I don't know where all this money's gonna come from. We're at a point in time where I've talked about this extensively on my show, on my podcast, and trying to get your arms around this. And a massive amounts of money printed. We don't know what's going to come out on this on the other side. And you have to tread with a lot of caution.
The president's going to be in Florida today, Sanford, Florida. You going to fly on down to meet him?
I'm planning on coming down for around maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas, but not today. I mean, where's the rally today?
Sanford, at the hangar in Sanford.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yep, they're going to pull the big plane up to Sanford. He's going to get out, walk up to the hangar, people inside and outside. It's actually an outdoor event with a cover over the top in case it rains. So there you go.
Very good.
All right. I will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on Wall Street. And when we come back, Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast will be with us. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.